Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really crucial mission. We're going to absorb the absolute essentials of geometry and pattern.
That's right. We've got some great source material here. Think of it like the blueprint for, well, pretty much everything you see.
Exactly. From the tiniest dot to, you know, solid shapes you can actually hold, we're aiming for a fast, clear recap.
The goal is to really synthesize this chapter. We're talking lines, shapes, symmetry, patterns, clear definitions, real-world connections. That's what we need.
Consider it a grand tour, then, starting right at the foundation, the line, and the line segment.
Okay, so geometry starts super simple, right? You've got straight lines and curved lines.
Straight line, no bends, simple.
Exactly, like pulling a string tight.
Yeah.
Or just the edge of a ruler.
And the source has mentioned that fact flash shortest distance between two points.
Always a straight line. Yeah, that's the whole crow's path idea. Direct. Efficient.
But then you've got the curved line.
Which bends, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Think of a loose string or even a smile. Or the path the ball takes when you throw it.
So it represents movement, maybe under forces like gravity?
Sort of, yeah. It's not that rigid, fixed direction you get with a straight line.
Okay, but before we measure distance on these lines, we need a location marker, the point.
Ah, the point. It's fascinating because it's all about position.
But it has no size.
None at all. Just here, a tiny dot, we label it with a capital letter, like point P.
And if we connect two of these points, say P and Q, with a straight line,
then you get a line segment. And this is key because it's the first thing we can actually measure.
Because it has two fixed endpoints.
Exactly, P and Q. So it's a part of a line and it has a definite fixed length.
And measuring it is pretty straightforward, right? Grab a ruler.
Mm-hmm. You place the zero mark right on the starting point P.
And just read the number where the segment ends at Q, usually in centimeters.
Yep. That precision, that ability to measure, that's what lets us build everything else.
Okay, so that precise measurement bridges us nicely into combining segments into 2D shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Our 2D friends.
Right. Flat shapes. Shapes you draw on paper. They've got length and width, but no depth. Two dimensions.
And to talk about them properly, we need some basic terms.
Vocabulary is key. We talk about sides. These are just the straight line segments making up the shape.
And where the sides meet.
Those are the vertices. Or you could just call them corners. It's the point where two sides come together.
Got it. Let's run through the main ones, maybe with some familiar examples.
Good idea. Let's start with the unique one, the circle.
Zero sides, zero corners, perfectly round, like a coin or maybe a chapati.
Yeah. Good one. It's all about that constant curve. Then the triangle.
Three sides, three corners, like a samosa maybe, or a slice of pizza.
Exactly. And it's super stable because of those three points. Very important in building things.
Okay, moving to four sides. We've got the square and the rectangle. First, the square.
Four sides, four corners. But the special thing is...
all four sides are equal, like a carom board square.
Precisely. Now, the rectangle also has four sides and four corners. Only the opposite sides have to be equal. Think of a 100 Nero note or a door.
That difference is important. So not all sides equal, just opposite pairs.
Correct. And we should probably mention a couple others quickly.
Yeah, like a pentagon, that's five sides, five corners.
And a hexagon is six. You see hexagons and honeycombs. Oh, and the sources mentioned stop signs.
Oh, right. They're often octagons. Eight sides, eight corners.
Which actually leads us perfectly into the next dimension. We're moving from flat shapes on paper
to shapes you can actually hold, our 3D friends, solid shapes.
Yep, shapes that take up space. And they have their own vocabulary, too.
Instead of just sides and vertices.
Right, we talk about faces, edges, and vertices.
Okay, break those down. A face is?
A face is any flat or curved surface of the solid, like the side of a box.
An edge.
That's where two faces meet. It forms a line.
And a vertex in 3D.
Still a corner, basically. It's the point where the edges meet. Like the corner of a room.
All right, let's count these for the key solids. Start with the cube.
Okay, a cube has six faces. And importantly, they're all equal squares.
Like a dice. How many edges and vertices?
12 edges, 8 vertices. That perfect symmetry with equal faces makes it stackable, stable.
What about its cousin, the cuboid? Like a brick or a duster?
Same connections, 12 edges, 8 vertices. But the faces are rectangular, not necessarily square. Usually six rectangular faces.
So it has a definite front, top side, unlike the cube.
Right. Now let's leave the flat faces behind for a moment. The sphere.
Like a cricket ball or a ledu.
Exactly. It just has one continuous curved face. No edges, no vertices.
Simple definition. What about shapes that mix flat and curved, like a cone?
Like a birthday party hat, yeah.
Yeah.
It has one flat face, the circular base.
Okay.
Then one curved face tapering up. One edge where the flat and curved faces meet at the bottom. And one vertex right at the pointy top.
Got it. And the last main one, the cylinder.
Think of a can of soup or a pipe. It has two flat faces, the circles at the top and bottom. One curved face connecting them. It has two edges, the circles, where the flat faces meet the curved part. But importantly, zero vertices. No sharp corners.
You know, the sources give a great example of combining these. A sharpened pencil.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It's a cone at the tip.
Attached to a cylinder for the main body, that's neat. We build complex things by joining simple solids.
Absolutely. The real world is all about combinations. Okay, so moving on slightly, we need to talk about how we classify figures and then dive into symmetry.
Right. First up, open versus closed figures. This seems pretty basic.
It is, but it's fundamental. An open figure doesn't end where it started. There's a gap, like the letter U, or just a squiggle that doesn't connect back.
Whereas a closed figure loops back to its starting point, all lines connect.
Exactly. And all the 2D shapes we discussed, squares, circles, triangles, they have to be closed figures. That closure is what gives them an inside and an outside.
And it's what allows them to have symmetry, right?
Precisely. Symmetry is a beautiful idea of balance. Mm. A shape is symmetrical if you can fold it perfectly in half.
Along a special line.
Yes, the line of symmetry, or mirror line. The fold creates two halves that are exact mirror images of each other.
The classic example is a butterfly's wings.
Perfect example from nature.
Yeah.
And geometrically, remember the square. It's so balanced it has four lines of symmetry you can fold it along.
Wow, four. Okay, so symmetry is about balance, visual harmony.
Definitely. You see it in design everywhere. Okay, we've got lines, 2D shapes, 3D shapes, symmetry. The final piece is how things repeat logically. Patterns.
Patterns, they're everywhere, aren't they? Stripes on a tiger, tiles on a floor.
Music, seasons, it's all about repetition following a rule.
Mm.
In geometry, we often look at shape patterns.
Like circle, square, circle, square.
Yeah, the key is spotting the unit that repeats. In your example, the unit is circle, square. Once you know the unit, you know what comes next.
And this idea applies to numbers too, right? Number patterns?
Absolutely. Number sequences follow rules.
Yeah.
We generally see two main types.
Growing patterns.
Yep. Growing patterns are where the numbers increase, usually by adding the same amount each time, like 2, 4, 6, 8. The rule is add 2.
And the opposite.
Shrinking patterns. Numbers decrease, maybe 50, 40, 30. The rule there is subtract 10. Knowing the rule lets you predict the future terms.
This links into classifying numbers themselves too, doesn't it? Even an odd.
It does. Even numbers 2, 4, 6, 8, and so on are numbers you can divide perfectly by 2. You can always make pairs.
No leftovers.
Right. But odd numbers like 3, 5, 7, 9, you can't divide them exactly by 2. There's always one left over. They don't form perfect pairs.
So patterns aren't just shapes or simple number sequences. They're fundamental. The sources even mention the seasons.
Yeah, summer, monsoon, winter. That's a large-scale, real-world pattern that repeats every year. It shows this logic applies everywhere.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered a lot. From measuring a tiny line segment.
To counting the 8 vertices on a cuboid. Understanding why a triangle is stable. And figuring out the rules behind number sequences.
It really does feel like we've reinforced the basic structure of, well, everything visual and numerical.
And the key takeaway for you, the listener, is how practical this all is. It's not abstract stuff.
Right. It's the shape of your mug, the pattern on your shirt, how numbers work in daily life. It's all built on these ideas.
So we want to leave you with a quick brain booster. Something to think about. Connecting 3D shapes back to the real world.
Okay, let's hear it.
We talked about cubes and spheres. Think about their faces again.
Yeah.
Why is it super easy to stack, say, 3 toy blocks, cubes?
Yeah, no problem there.
But if you try stacking 3 marbles, spheres, they just roll off immediately.
Ah, it has to be about the faces, right? Cubes have flat faces.
Exactly. Those flat faces provide stable surfaces to rest on. They create friction.
But the sphere, it only has that one curved face.
Which means it has minimal contact points and wants to roll. It's inherently unstable for stacking.
So the geometry flat face versus curved face directly dictates how the object behaves in the real world. Stacking versus rolling.
You got it. The structure determines its function, its destiny, you might say.
That's a great way to put it. A fantastic point to end on. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into geometry and patterns. Now, seriously, go look around. Notice the shapes. Spot the patterns. They're absolutely everywhere.